Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis. It's Monday, December 4th, Christmas Eve, 2012.
Episode 8.44, the Week 16 recap show.
Or also the, wow, are those a bunch of really bad games from the 10 o'clock hour on. Every game really? After the morning games were crap.
So from the 1 o'clock hour on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Crap.
Really?
Crap.
Well, it's because they were all blowouts.
That's what I'm talking about.
That doesn't not necessarily make them crap.
When you're sitting, watching, and you've got, you know, people over that maybe aren't the people you'd always welcome to a party or a bar mitzvah.
Right.
You just like, I'd like some better football to be entertained by to possibly bring some drama
just
to this whole situation.
Denver whooped up on the Browns. The Bears
whooped on the Cardinals.
The Ravens whooped on the Giants.
We must talk about this.
Yes.
We must talk about the state of the New York football Giants.
I mean, I saw it clearly. You're the one who got it wrong, so.
I did get it wrong. Yeah. Wow, I can't believe that
and
I missed the game we differed on this weekend.
My most crazy thing that I could not anticipate,
Delusional drug induced.
Was that Sunday night football game where San Francisco, I guess it's just too much to ask.
I wish people would realize what, yes, go.
To have a team go on the road across the country.
2 weeks in a row.
Well, this next trip isn't across the country, but the first trip was across the country into New England.
Yes. Do the impossible.
A lot to win in New England in the month of December.
Yes.
Then go on the road again to Seattle, a place that's absolutely
crazy.
And here's the thing.
Did you see the look on Colin's face when he called his first timeout unexpectedly?
No.
Okay. That told me all I needed to know. The look on his face was anger, confusion, and frustration simultaneously of just, why can't I do what I need to do? Why can't I just do my job? Why won't these people be quiet? And he was flustered.
You see a lot. I mean, if you see all three emotions from one look, that's...
Yeah, but it was clear. You didn't...
You need to be, like, working for, like, the FBI to read people.
I'd like to be a profiler, you know, my profile... I have a soft nose, but a strong chin.
Yeah, that's not the kind of profile
I can't
really
work as a profiler.
Don't turn your head. I don't want to see your nose.
See, it's a soft nose, but a strong chin. It's just not a good profile. But, yeah, I think that Colin was... You know, Didi's like... Because Didi's from NoCal. The wife is from NoCal.
Yes.
And so all of her NoCal friends blowing up Facebook, like, what the heck's going on up here? And, you know, why didn't we even show up? Those people haven't been there. They haven't been to... You and I have been to Seattle.
Yes, yes.
I've involuntarily thrown my hands over my ears because I thought my ears were going to burst and the pain was excruciating. And I am not exaggerating. I am not exaggerating at all. Involuntarily threw my hands over my head because it was hurting me. And Doc Rob, thanks for the picture of the cute kid. But that was you, bro, who took us there to that insane asylum without ear protection. And everyone else is wearing hearing protection except for a medical doctor.
A little warning is all you need.
You're a medical doctor, my God. Don't let your friends go in there without hearing protection.
Kind of like don't let your friends drive drunk.
Friends,
don't let your friends go into Seattle without earplugs. That's
hearing
all we're
protection.
Saying.
Everybody's wearing it there because it's that loud.
Well, let's get to it, Jeffrey, because, you know, we've gone 4 minutes and haven't chumped it in. So let's chump it in.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
I'm Steven Miranda.
This is the beginning of the show.
NFL Rants and Raves. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. So Tennessee Titans owner Bud Adams is in the news again.
He flipped somebody off?
He didn't.
Oh, good for him.
But
he's
is very upset at the Titans' 55-7 loss to the Packers.
I would hope so.
Basically, his quote to the Tennessean, I'm pretty upset.
I love those old people for their nuanced conversations.
I just didn't want to watch any more of that mess.
None of us did, friend, and most of us didn't mind the outcome.
He said to the Titans insider on Sunday after the game, "We can't keep looking. We can't keep losing games like we lost today, and I mean it."
You shouldn't have left let Jeff Fisher walk out of the building.
Yeah.
Am I mistaken?
Hey, 90-year-old Butt.
I feel
90.
Badly for Butt.
I just like that he just. He's
passionate.
I mean it.
He's passionate.
And I'm upset. And I'm, you know, I can just see it.
Yes.
Like, you know, just,
yes.
I'm upset. And I mean it.
Give me some of
that
flip off.
Happen. And if you weren't here with those cameras, I'd flip you a bird.
And then I liken this to being at the Emirates when we were there and they were losing to QPR.
Yes.
And around us is all the older fans for some reason. Uh-huh. I don't know why. But we were around older fans and the looks on their face, just disgust.
Yes.
Disgust.
Yes.
This product is not my... Yeah, we're in fourth place right now. I don't know how. It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
But it's a Christmas miracle. But when you get an owner that is so invested like he is, literally invested with every dime he owns, he probably has change left over enough to have the staff stick around for another year or two.
At least a few.
Yeah, at least a few. But, you know, I don't blame him. The guy's upset. He has every reason to be upset. And he has the Island of Misfit Toys there, if you ask me.
I like the Island of Misfit Toys.
I know. I always found it a little creepy, but that's okay.
The Island of Misfit Toys?
Sure.
Why? Just because his name was Charlie in the box instead of Jack?
Yeah.
You remember Charlie in the box?
Yeah, I do.
The train that had square wheels on the caboose?
Yeah, that's generally not going to work. There's a reason that the cavemen came up with round wheels. But you know, when you sit there and you're
what
only
was
better...
What wrong with the doll? Do you remember the doll?
Looked like the devil.
No.
With the little rosy cheeks.
Yeah, well,
I hated it.
Besides her looking like Satan, what was wrong with her?
Absolutely nothing.
No, there was something wrong with the doll.
I don't know.
The little
I didn't like the doll. It reminded me of like Chucky.
And there was the water gun that squirt jelly.
Yeah.
You
no, I don't. I, you know.
Jeff's like, I don't remember. Why are you even talking about them? Because
it's Christmas time.
And it is Christmas time. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas. And I'm sorry for being a Scroogey this morning.
Jeff is being Scrooge. I've heard he's taken my present back. I'm not getting a present anymore. I also heard that he's upset because a certain individual took all his money at poker last night. And
I lost $10.
Am I telling tales?
No. You can tell all about my misfortune last night. I didn't drink enough. I mean, let's just be honest.
Is that what it was?
I was completely sober the entire time.
When Jeff is sober, he's just not a great poker player.
I get grouchy, too.
Is that what it was?
Well, I'm disappointed in the people that didn't show up.
Yeah. It is very tough to have poker night with just four people. I had fun. But then, I won $12. So.
Yeah. But it wasn't it fun watching Jordan pay out $6 and something twice? That was the moment of the night.
I mean, seriously. So he just comes out.
He had good cards. What did he have? I don't even know what anyone had at this point. I was not involved in this.
He had
a pair, probably.
No.
He didn't have a pair. What did he have? Ace King?
He had ace seven.
Fine. There's only four of us.
Yeah, there's only four of us. You had an ace. All right, ace seven. So I don't know. I didn't know, but I had kings.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was going out immediately. I had no idea what Bender had, but he probably had a pair.
Yeah, no, that's funny.
Yeah, so Jordan goes out there immediately, and I'm like, interesting.
Interesting. Pair of kings, I feel pretty good.
So I'm actually feeling good. I'm just like, I'm going to take him out. I can't wait. And then Bender says, I'm out. I'm like, boom, and I just throw my cards. And he's like,
oh, crap.
And he knew it immediately that he was going down and that he had to pay $650, basically.
Yeah.
Half to Bender, half to me. He did not like that at all.
No. He should, you know, he should identify with his father. I had to go to the wallet thrice last night, you know?
Yeah, but you won at the end, right? It didn't even help you?
I ended up down $10, I think, on
you
the
still
night.
Had, even with that final pot of
even
$6.
Even with that
bucks,
massive pot, I ended up down $10.
You did go to the wallet. You actually reminded me.
Of my dad.
I wasn't going to tell you
my
this.
My father's passed away, so now I play the role of Jim Ellis.
Remind me and, of your dad. God rest his soul. I love that man.
I know.
And
I know. Look, I was sober. I was so sober.
So there you go, people. If you want Jeff
friends,
to play
poker. Don't let friends who are hosting poker Be completely sober.
So
they're hosting. They've spent a lot of time and money on putting on a party.
Just let them
have a little drink.
Just know that when you invite Jeff to play poker, you want to keep him sober. That's how he loses.
But he won't be as much fun.
That's true.
So you'll have to sacrifice.
So why weren't you drinking? I mean, you had
my
keg
got bounced in the somewhere. My keg got bounced, and so it was all foam. And so it needs to settle for 24 hours. Sometimes kegs get jostled. And
is that why you served that one beer
with
that was
the head that was 9 inches
three
long?
Quarters
yes.
of
it was
head.
A nine finger head. you order your scotch by fingers. I need yes. 2 fingers of scotch, 3 fingers of scotch. It was 9 fingers of head.
Yeah, that's generally not good.
No, it doesn't make for a great beer experience. And it was just too frustrating. And so I was like, yeah, you know, I can smoke, and that'll be cool. I'll smoke my pipe, and that'll be fun. But
Jeff had a pipe smoke. I had a cigar.
Yeah.
Thank you, Thurman Thomas.
We want to thank Thurman Thomas again for the fine cigars. Go out to ThurmanThomas.com, maybe.
Yeah, and, yeah.
And,
or you
can
always visit our friends at Stogie Boys.
Nah.
Yeah, well,
I think we ended up spending $5 on them advertising with us because of the FedEx charges.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think it cost us to advertise
them.
We did get a lot of cigars.
We did.
And we still got T-shirts.
And we still got T-shirts to give to people. And we got to log in, and we got to request them to give us our money because we do have some money in there.
What, like 10 bucks?
No, a little over 100.
No, actually, we need it.
Okay. I have to go find the code.
I've been under the assumption that to advertise this company, we lost $5. I've been under that assumption. Yes, we got a lot of free cigars.
We got free T-shirts.
The fact is, when you get something for free, it should be free. It shouldn't cost you money.
Well, now we know. We know this year.
Don't send us anything to the Super Bowl.
To the Super Bowl
because
hotel.
Guess what? They will charge you just for the privilege of picking up a package that somebody already paid for.
Yeah, don't send it to the hotel. You know what? If you're going to send me something FedEx, send it to the FedEx next door.
The office in that town or even to any hotel in the area. Just don't send it to the official headquarters of the NFL because they take a little service fee.
I understand what they're going through, Jeff. They got to inspect every single package that comes in. And not just like, here, I'm taking this package. They got to make sure that, you know, they got how many hundreds of thousands of people, mostly a lot
hundreds
of them.
Hundreds of thousands? There's 2,000 people, say. 2,000 people.
Within the five hotels that were all?
5,000.
Okay. How many of those are VIP? High profile to the NFL?
300, 400. 500? 600?
I would say 1,000 of them.
Wow.
I'm talking, let's just say was an incident.
The president of Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch.
Those people,
and then
all of the NFL people.
Right.
I mean, you could literally, if
who's playing halftime this year? I don't even remember. Pop quiz.
Beyonce.
Really? Okay. So.
Come on, Beyonce's hot.
She is. She does a little bit of this, a little bit of that. What's that song? A little bit of something.
Just stop.
Anyways, she and her peeps. You know, you got a lot of people.
It is a crazy thing. So I'm pretty sure it's because of the extra security that they got to take.
Then let's go
to
Obama
inspect.
And make the VIPs pay for us. Okay.
Oh God.
Just saying.
You know what? You don't get an is all for that. Let's get to it. El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
I don't want to be a Scrooge. I don't want to be a Scrooge, but I'm really good at it.
Jeff is being Scrooge.
I don't want to, but I'm really good.
Yes. So, it's funny because...
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Okay.
To the Brits. Merry Christmas to the Americans.
The San Francisco 49ers traveled to Seattle
to
face the Seahawks. They were favored by a point, which Vegas was wrong on that.
But I knew better than that. You know,
I am the smartest man alive!
I'm not giving up dollars.
You are giving up dollars because...
No, you know what? First of all...
if you want to tear them in half and give them to me, that's fine.
I was hoodwinked. One.
Hoodwinked?
I was hoodwinked.
By whom?
There was... It was like a monsoon season, which I did not anticipate.
No one anticipates rain in Seattle.
Okay, rain, okay. But a monsoon?
It wasn't a monsoon.
Did you see when they put the camera? Literally, I thought...
Did you see wind? I didn't see any wind for a second.
I was like, oh my God, the Mayans were a couple days off.
I've landed in monsoons in Hong Kong, and the rain goes sideways when it's a monsoon.
I'm just saying, I thought that the Mayans were... You know, I'm like, they were just 2 days off.
A few days off. That's why I'm a grouch, because I thought we were never doing another show.
Is that what it was?
I told people all my secrets, and now we're back doing shows. Nice. Mom, I was kidding about the underwear. I never put it on. I don't know about your silver dollars.
I didn't give it up. Because those
you
suspect, were.
You have small suspicion?
I had a small suspicion that, you know what? We're going to have to come back. We're going to have to face some of these people.
My clock died.
The big clock died. I'm not very happy about it. I mean, that is kind of catastrophic.
Isn't that Mayan-ish and weird?
That is catastrophic.
As if it's not
bad enough
to live in a musty cave much of the year and spend way too much time in a musty cave.
You know what? Maybe it's time to.
Dust? Yeah. Don't say that.
Well, we do need to clean the cave. We're going to stay in the cave.
I come in here and I start sneezing because it's so much dust.
If we're going to stay in the cave.
Yeah.
Here's one of two things. We need to either clean the cave.
Yeah, I don't like that scenario.
Or we need to move to a location that is less conducive to dust and must and
stuff.
So
somewhere that's more hermetically sealed, like a real studio?
Yes.
Like in a real building?
Yes.
That would cost money. The reason we're in a cave is because it's a cave. And nobody minds you using a cave. Except for that hobo that we had to kill. But, you know, he had it coming.
Yeah,
he gave us attitude.
For the whole rest of the show, you can't talk about killing people. You can't talk about, you know, stuff that you don't like. And you can't talk about being a humbug. Okay? Look at me!
No.
Look at me!
No, you're basically saying I can't be myself, and that's really hard.
All right. Anyways, I'm going to give it up to the Seattle Seahawks. I did not believe.
I'm bummed that they didn't hit the 50 burger for the third week in a row.
Oh, you don't think they wanted it?
Pete Carroll wanted it.
You don't think they wanted it?
They never got the ball back.
And, okay, so
would Pete have gone for two?
Yes.
I totally agree with you.
Trisha. I'm like, he remembers what Harbaugh did at Stanford.
Sure.
And Harbaugh went for two just to get 50 on USC. He remembers that. And I guarantee you, if somehow Seattle scores this touchdown.
He won't say anything about USC, but he'll say history.
Yeah.
It was a chance to do something historic.
Yes.
That's where he would put three straight weeks. But reality is like, I just wanted to watch Jim bend over.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Let's be honest.
You did it to me at the collegiate level. Well, guess what? I'm doing it to you in the pros. Still 42
I
points.
I own you, little girl. 42
still 42
is a lot
points
of points.
Is a lot. I mean, he didn't.
Against the best defense in the NFL.
I don't think he needed to put up 50 to make the statement.
Theoretically did with 42.
Yeah.
The final score there, Stephen, was what, 13 to 42?
42-13.
Yeah.
Which means
we had a side bet. San Francisco, less than 28, and that hit. So pay that dollar. Look, you owe me because I have a – don't tear it. Don't tear – we've got enough torn money here. And then we have Seattle greater than 35, and they certainly did their job. Nice.
I don't like that game at all. I went from being up one to being down one.
Woo-hoo!
I don't like it at all.
And the challenge game is now squeezed into two games separating the leaders.
What about that hit on Vernon Davis?
Well, I would like – they're not going to have a medical probably for a few more hours released because it's still early here on Monday.
Yeah.
But that hit was devastating, and there is no cause for launching at another player. I would like to see – I don't want to see it screw up the playoffs, but I'd like to see that player suspended for a week.
Yeah.
If you literally launch yourself at another player, leave your feet, go flying. It wasn't helmet to helmet, but it does. You don't have a lot of control when you're launching yourself.
I was a little annoyed at Al and Chris for not making that distinction.
Yeah,
because they kept saying, "Well,
it wasn't helmet to helmet."
But
he was busy turning himself into a human torpedo.
There is a rule called launching.
Yes,
you cannot leave your feet and launch at another player.
So, Steven, I have resolved within myself what's up with Collinsworth. I like Chris.
Yeah, I like him a lot too.
But He's the instigator of all this. Al Michaels just affably rolls along with it, okay? But here is the issue. The issue with Collinsworth is, what position did he play in football? Wide receiver.
Yes.
He has modern-day envy. He has modern-day envy over the current players. Because
he had to
live. I got the crap beaten out of me. I had my brains beaten in. These guys are treated so nicely that there's a chance that they might live through their careers. That's not fair.
Is that what it is?
That's why he just goes off on how the game's changing so dramatically from the game he grew up with.
Yeah.
Because the game you grew up with, dude, on a crossing route, it was expected you may die. And now there's a good chance you'll live. Well, Collinsworth, get over it. The game's changing. We've evolved. We're trying to keep people alive.
Yeah,
we believe people alive are better than people not alive. Okay, Chris, get over it.
Man, yeah, they took it to San Francisco.
It was never close. Never.
Well, it was close.
0-0. No, seriously, look, the second touch was Russell about Wilson. To be, boom!
It was about to be 14-3. That block field goal returned to 90. It was the third longest block field goal attempt in the history of the NFL.
And we've only had, like, in a single season, we've never had this many block field goals for touchdowns.
Before, yeah.
Crazy.
The injury to Mario Manningham with his knee, where he dropped. Literally, I think there's a rule that needs to come out. I think the competition committee needs to look at this.
Look at this.
Because I've seen four cases this season alone. Receiver catches the ball. He gets blowed up.
Yeah.
And he himself gives up the ball. He's like, I need to look at my body.
Right. No, there's
there's the ball on the field.
Steven, reflexively, there is. Now, are there players that seem to manage to defy these laws of human reality?
Yes.
Sure. But most people, when there is a certain pain threshold, what happens is your body what is the opposite of constrict?
Well, your muscles contract.
Right, but the opposite happens, where your body literally expands.
It does.
Because of the pain
what do you want to do with your hands? You want to put them on where the pain is immediately.
Again, like Seattle, where did my hands fly to? My ears.
Right.
Because my brain felt like it was going to blow up. I had no control. It was an involuntary response. That's the word. And we've got involuntary responses. And so a player gets his knee broken. Your hands are going to fly to that.
I happen to
be holding the football. Well, not anymore.
I'm going to let go because I'm going to go take care of myself.
It's an involuntary response.
The thing was, Santonio Holmes, that happened to him when he was playing the 49ers.
So you're saying it shouldn't be a turnover
and the 49ers,
if there's a serious injury?
Yeah.
I'm asking.
Absolutely.
Is that where you go?
Because the players voluntarily gave up the ball. They were saying, I'm done with this.
I'm a quarterback sliding. I'm out. I'm tapping because
That's exactly what they're doing. They're saying, I'm tapping out. I got to take care of my injury. It happened to Santonio Holmes.
But how do you do that? I mean, do you have to go 2 days later and look at the MRI and go, yeah, he seriously got injured? No, he was just making crap up and he actually fumbled.
Mm.
I don't know how we police this.
Yeah, you do have an interesting point.
Now, does
the
word police involve violence?
No.
Okay, so I can use that metaphor?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
How do we police this?
That is very good. That is, you'll have the, I was hurt, so I let the ball go.
So we need Dr. Beverly Crusher there with a tricorder to really look at
exactly.
you.
Exactly. He's got
Faker. Faker, that's a fumble.
Faker, that's fumble. Okay, there you go. If we could come up with one of those devices, I would appreciate it.
Beverly.
And speaking of devices, NFL, I got a rant.
Uh-oh. Now it's Peter Grouchy Grouch.
We are in the year 2012.
Barely. For
soon
another week.
To be 2013.
And I'm going to say 2012 forever. Go ahead.
When was this game of football invented, Jeffrey?
The year was 1904. And it was on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. I don't know.
It was a very long time
ago. It was in Canton, Ohio.
But let's just say we're getting ready to host Super Bowl what?
47.
And there were, like, I don't know, 10 or so championship games before that.
The game's been around for 100 years at least, At least. Your point.
Isn't it time that we develop something other than the archaic chain gang to hold sticks with
men
chains?
Holding sticks. with links of chain.
And a link
them.
Is like, you know, 2 inches. And, you know, that's... And wow. Then we're going to have the officials, give me the ball. I'm going to spot. You know what? I think it was right here. It puts the ball down. Isn't there a way for us to determine where the football was on the football field at any given time? Don't we have that technology available now? Instead, let's have the refs go and grab the sticks from the chain gang. These two really out of shape dudes that are just holding some chains, and we're going to take them
march them onto the middle of the field. March.
You hold it right here, and I'm going to stretch it all for dramatic
big
effect.
Big freaking drama.
Whoa, boom, and you put it down. It's and then the ref doesn't even know. He's like this. He's looking at the chain link, and then he's putting up two fingers like it's like 5, let me look at it again. It's like 6 inches, like that much. That's how much you're short by.
You know why women are bad at math? They're told that this is 6 inches.
Exactly. And are we not in the world technologically advanced where we could come up with something more than the archaic 10-yard chain gang?
Can I feed you more?
Yes.
We're concerned about length of games, and we want to shorten games.
Exactly.
Well, I bet if we did an electronic system to keep track of where the ball is at first down, the game would move a hell of a lot
yes!
faster.
Yes! It's a first down!
We know it's first down. Move on. Next play. The clock's moving. Guys are marching on the field to do something. Now, it's theatrical. I like that, that there's this bit of theater involved.
I'm gonna pull the chain now.
At first, it was on the other side of the ball. But now you made the chain taut. Damn it!
So
I like the theater.
Oh, gosh.
Good one.
It is pretty archaic system, though.
I had never thought of it, but you're right. That should probably get addressed at some point.
All right, so there you go, 42-13. I'm going to give you one more of these.
I am the smartest man alive!
I'm going to give the Seahawks one more of these. 58-50. 42 points. That is their last three games.
Against pretty good teams.
The first two weren't so much. It was Arizona, Buffalo. I'm talking about Seattle.
I'm talking recent.
No, the Seahawks have been 58 against Arizona, 50 against Buffalo, 42 against San Francisco.
What did they do against the Patriots? Oh, that was the 49ers that played the Patriots. Yeah, 49ers. My bad. So, the Seattle Seahawks are the hottest team in the NFC. How dangerous?
The Washington Redskins. 6 in a row.
Okay, Seattle's only won how many?
I don't know, 5? A handful.
5 in a row?
What I never posted on Twitter that I wanted to is how did this team go to Miami and lose to the Dolphins?
You know what? The Dolphins are not an easy out, and they're
a bit nutty,
Steven. You know, that's all I'm saying. They're a bit nutty.
Does San Francisco go to Miami and lose to the Dolphins?
Does San Francisco lose to the Rams twice? Yes.
They didn't lose to the Rams twice.
Yes, they did.
They lost once and they tied.
We all acknowledge that they lost the tie. Okay, in the NFC, the hottest teams, the Washington Redskins are 6 in a row, Green Bay Packers 4 in a row. Wow. The Detroit Lions have lost 7 in a row. And the Seattle Seahawks have won 4 in a row. Are just behind Green Bay for chasing Washington. But clearly, with the amount of points being scored, they are the most dangerous team right now in the NFL.
I tell you what. Everybody and their dog in the NFC is telling San Francisco, please do not lose to Arizona next week. We do not want to go to Seattle in the playoffs.
No one wants that. Just look at – I want a still photo of Colin Kaepernick coming to the sidelines and just with confusion.
But you do realize that that is the difference. Half a game separates San Francisco and Seattle.
And in this case, San Francisco did not lose the tie.
There you go.
They won the tie.
They won the tie
because this could be the differential.
Because that half a game is keeping them from basically – losing that division. So they have to beat Arizona because if they lose to Arizona.
They can't lose to Arizona. You get kicked out of the league.
If they lose to Arizona, Seattle wins. They beat the Rams because they're at home. I'm taking Seattle at home.
Can't handle the Rams. It's the 49ers that can't handle the Rams.
All right. Well, Seattle lost to the Rams earlier in the season.
At
St. Louis.
Okay. And St. Louis is not a crap team either, as you learned.
Yes. So anyways, Seattle wins. They beat the Rams. San Francisco loses. Seattle wins the division. Now somebody, one of the wild card teams, has to go to Seattle.
Ask New Orleans what it's like to go to Seattle unexpectedly as a playoff game.
Yeah, not good.
They were destroyed.
Not good.
Drew Brees went in there, what, 3 years ago and got destroyed. Right. Nobody, the Seahawks didn't even have a winning season. They were 7-9.
Bingo.
And they hosted the New Orleans Saints because they won their division. Yes. And something that the competition committee clearly needs to address is seedings and who gets a playoff, a home game.
Playoffs?
Playoffs. So here's the thing, though.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
You're there talking about the Detroit Lions again.
Yeah.
I wish you'd get off them. So, Steven, the Seattle Seahawks, because I'm looking at numbers right now, pure numbers.
Yeah.
In the NFC, point differential, plus 160. The next team closest to them is the Falcons at plus 125. Holy crap. You go to the AFC side of the AFC side of the fence, there's only one team that has a 100 or better. No, there's two with a point differential of greater. And that is the New England Patriots, who typically put the 50 burgers up.
Yeah.
And they're plus 198, which is just crazy.
Ooh.
Denver's at plus 157. And so, look.
Where's Seattle?
Seattle is plus 160. That's what I'm saying.
That's the best in the NFC?
That's the best in the NFC.
What's next best in the NFC? Atlanta?
That's what I was just saying, was that it's Atlanta at 125. Wow. I mean, that's a big gap.
That is.
I mean, that's telling you that Seattle is blowing the doors off people, friends.
They are whooping the buzzing people.
And the fact that they're so anonymous until last night on a nationally televised game, that's why I was excited about it being flex, is I want people to see the Seahawks. I want people to get, when Michelle Tafoya did her sideline piece.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Where she just backed up three steps and you couldn't hear her anymore from her microphone. I told you all you need to know about how people. Didi, so again, to finish this story, Didi's friends on Facebook all freaking out. All the NoCal people.
Yes. What's going on, Jeffrey?
No, they're asking Didi. They're just asking. They're just asking the world. They're lamenting the 49ers. And I said, look, there's twice in my life that I have been to a place that has blown away my expectations, which were already high. Usually, high expectations are met by disappointment. Feature films being the case, and I pray that Les Mis tomorrow night will not disappoint me.
Yeah, your wife's excited about this
movie. I've never had higher expectations for a film in my life.
She's very excited.
I've never had, but I suspect that this may be one of those times that my expectations are exceeded.
Have you ever seen your wife this excited for a feature film?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No, but she doesn't get excited about movies.
I told her as much. I don't think I've ever seen you excited about a movie.
She generally doesn't
get excited
about movies.
And it gives me warm fuzzies. I told her it's giving me warm fuzzies.
That's nice. So twice others in my life that I have been blown away and have been told, this is amazing. I remember going to the Eiffel Tower and yawning. I mean, honestly, a lot of things. Yeah.
You yawned?
Well, it was just, I was like, okay. I was told it was amazing. And so I kind of was expecting the best thing in the world.
Go all the way up to the top? And
no, because there was fog up there.
Well, see, then you don't get the yawn.
What ifs?
You don't get to say you yawned at the Eiffel Tower.
I was there for 10 days.
When you go up
I was there for 10
to the
days,
top. If you go on into the Eiffel Tower, you go all the way up to the top, and then you look around, and you tell me you're yawning at that, then I will believe you. But if you're just saying, I saw the Eiffel Tower and I yawned, that's a different story.
I didn't know people meant from the top. People didn't say that. You got to be clear about what's so amazing. I'm just saying it's important. So, Grand Canyon, went to, obliterated my high expectations.
Yes.
Obliterated. St. Paul's.
Mm-hmm.
St. Peter's. Which one's in Rome?
Rome is St. Peter's.
St. Peter's Basilica.
St. Paul is the one you're talking
about.
London. In London.
Neat, but come on. St. Peter's, whole other ball of wax. I was told, you cannot comprehend how big this is.
Yes.
And I went, I'm like, okay, it's big. Holy crap, this is big!
Please tell me you didn't yell holy crap inside of...
It was not inside. It was outside in the courtyard.
Okay. All right.
Which, again, just...
And you yelled holy crap outside in the courtyard?
Absolutely. And the Pope came out and scolded me. And I'm like, dude, lighten up, Francis. I'm not Catholic, okay? I can do that. So, but Steve, that blew away my expectations.
Yes.
And then you walk inside the place and you get blown away again. Then you go to the Sistine Chapel and you go, wow, this is really small. So that's kind of my, there's your Roman tour. So, Seattle, it's really loud.
St. Peter's is, it's
breathtaking.
I don't even have
you
words.
Can't. Yeah. It's breathtaking. Then if you've got the size and the energy to climb up to the top of St. Peter's and look out from up there, Oh my gosh, a whole other thing where buses are the size of the buses are sizes of McDonald's French fries.
It's Heimlich. Stop flying from way up here. You look like little ants.
But a bus, and there's hundreds of buses, yes, look like a French fry.
Yeah.
Down there on the ground. You're just like, holy cow. Yeah. So you're told Seattle's loud. The loudest place in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So you imagine the loudest you can imagine. But until you've been there, you don't know. And I am certain that Colin Kaepernick was told, and I'm certain he went to the game last year as a guy on the sidelines wearing a headset and a clipboard.
Right.
But when you're under center and you're trying to change something at the line of scrimmage and the fans aren't letting you, that's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
And you have to experience Seattle in that environment to really get it. So for all the NoCal people out there who are lamenting the 49ers, wherever you may be,
well,
just realize that they didn't know what they were getting into as far as Colin Kaepernick.
Just looking at playoff scenarios, I'm actually it's going to be very interesting because the winner of Redskins-Cowboys most likely have the dishonor of hosting the Seahawks. That is their job for winning Sunday Night Football. Because, by the way, folks, it has been flexed to Sunday Night Football. I'm not happy. I've got an email into Mike North, our friend at the NFL, who does the NFL scheduling.
He can't control this.
I know he can't control it, but I was told that from some very good sources that Fox...
You said that they had it locked.
But Fox had a veto.
Yeah.
That they could protect one game.
They do.
And...
maybe they can't use it week 17.
I think that's the deal. I think maybe week 17, all
bets
are off.
And I think that probably should be the case.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just saying, if I'm Fox, I'm not very happy.
What I loved was NBC putting up the Fox broadcast schedule for Sunday.
Yeah.
They're like, as a little cap tip to you, as our way of thanking you for robbing you of the best game of the week.
2 years in a row, by the way.
As our way of thanking you for letting us rob you,
yes,
we're going to put up your TV schedule for next week.
Yeah.
Laugh it all the way to the
bank.
You
don't think that Fox right now is saying...
steaming.
They
knew this was
going to
happen.
We're going
They've
to Park Avenue right now, and we're talking about how this does not happen next year.
While you're at it, go buy 30 Rock and spray paint, Fox on the outside there.
Because we're like twice in back-to-back successive seasons. On the final week of the year, you've taken our best game away from us. You've done it twice now.
Memo to the Fox lawyers, read the contract.
Yeah. But they signed their contract before NBC.
I know. Isn't that funny? The NFL is truly the big boy in town.
It really is.
And they can do whatever
they
want.
They're a bully. Bully!
Yes, and you know what? They say more power to us because we have all the power. It's time for the Games of Importance, Stephen.
Games of Importance!
Nine. We start with those Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Well, they didn't turn out real well this game because they had to go to overtime again, and they had to lose to the New Orleans Saints.
Well, you know what? Come on, though.
It was a shootout, bro.
As you and Jordan
comprehensively broke down last night, well past midnight.
Yeah.
I was just being the cool dad that just hung out.
Yeah.
But you and Jordan talked about the Cowboys for more than a half an hour.
Did we?
Yeah. And you know how much I care about the Cowboys.
None.
So I sat there in a cold garage.
You listened.
I smoked my pipe.
You did.
And that was nice. And I was with two of my favorite guys, probably my two favorite guys in the world.
Oh, that's
Let's just be honest. Nice. And so I let them talk about their team.
We had a good time. But you know what, Jeffrey?
So I'll just take out the headphones and let you break this down for everybody.
Look, there's 4 minutes left in the game. The Cowboys are losing by 14 points. I don't think anybody thought this game was going to overtime.
I did.
Who thought this game was going to overtime?
Me.
Okay. I thought it maybe a little bit. Jordan probably thought it.
Yep.
But let me rephrase the question. Outside of...
how many normal people?
Cowboy fans.
How many normal people?
How many thought that game was going overtime?
Again, I'm not a Cowboy fan, and I did. But your point's well taken. How many normal people, which is why I want to say that.
Yeah.
There's some of us that know the Cowboys intimately and aren't fans, and I'm one of them.
Okay.
Nobody could have seen that come, but they should have. And the thing that I said to you boys last night after poker was, look, when, with the exception of one team in the NFL, and Steven won my pop quiz, with the exception of one team in the NFL, What good team doesn't expect to come back from being down 14?
What good team?
And you won the pop quiz last night. It took Steven about 60 seconds. And he came up with the Houston Texans. They cannot come back from a 14-point deficit. They're a great team, but they hit the panic button. They freak out. They lose all composure, and it's over.
Yeah.
But most good teams, I mean, look at all these division winners. New England, Baltimore, not Houston, as we said.
Right.
Denver, Washington, certainly. Green Bay, Atlanta, San Francisco, you're down 14 points. So what? Just give me the damn ball. We'll get this started. Right. But there's only 11 minutes left.
Yeah.
Oh, I only need five.
Right.
Because I'm a good team.
Cowboys only needed four yesterday.
Houston just folds as a little shriveled, dying
We're
flower.
Done. We're done.
I'm melting.
Well, it's conducive to their offense. They're a run game, and when you're down 14, you got to throw the football.
You don't when you're down 14. You got to score touchdowns.
Throw in the football.
You don't. If you can run an effective intermediate running route.
Jeffrey, you have to be able, when you're down 14 points and there's just 5 minutes left, you have to be able to
get 5 minutes left, but they can't do it with 10 minutes.
You have to pick up the
with yardage. With 10 minutes, you can do it on the ground too, right?
Yeesh.
Not as much, but you still, if you're going to be effective throwing the ball and you got 10 minutes, you need to run the ball. That is the Houston Texans. Yeah. That's their whole game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna give it to the New Orleans Saints. They came in, they said, look, the Cowboys are depleted. Defense, especially in the middle of the field. We're going to target that. And they exploited it very well. But what do you expect? The Cowboys are running Alex Albright and Brady Papinga. Guys have been on the team for 3 weeks.
That's Bumblebee Tuna's little brother.
Exactly. So, they got exploited. And if I were anybody, I would look at what the Saints did. And I was like, oh, Cowboys can't guard a running back coming out of the backfield. And that's what I would
look. Look how the Giants lost. Who is it that kept getting targeted like mad yesterday? Webster, I want to say. They had a corner that was just really weak. They had a corner that was inexperienced at the position and undersized. And they had it didn't matter who was lining up against them because
we're going that
the
way.
Fact is, it seriously, it was as if for Eli Manning, it didn't matter. I mean, for Joe Flacco, it didn't matter who was the wide receiver.
Yeah,
it could have been Ray Rice for all it mattered because they were going to go there.
Yes, we're going. And I think that was my biggest problem with Jason Garrett in the first half. Dez Bryant dominated the football game. It didn't matter who was lining up next to him. It didn't matter if they were putting double coverage over to the side.
Yeah, if he was bracketed, he still beat them.
He was dominating. And then to start the second half, he went away from that.
This is a guy who should have finger surgery probably. And I'm like, and he's playing like that for you, and it's working.
I'm like, why are you going away from what was so successful in the first half? And then, lo and behold, late in the game when they're down 14, they start going back to him. Guess what? They score two touchdowns like that. They tie the game. And they go to overtime. Now, in overtime, once again, he didn't go his way. He tried. First of all, he tried to run with DeMarco Murray, and I'm like, look, once again, you're going away from what got you there.
See, I don't like
yourself.
I don't like coaches that listen to the press too much. Jace, the real problem with this team is you don't have a running game. Yes, that you don't have a running game.
Yeah.
And now that you have a running game, it doesn't mean that that is going to be your saving grace, is that you run the football. You have to have a running game to keep the other team honest.
Yeah.
That is, you are a passing team.
Pass the ball.
Need to understand that, and don't listen to the press, and don't misinterpret what the press is saying. Press isn't saying the Cowboys need to get 100 yards on the ground a week or they lose. The press is saying you have to have that to keep you honest.
The problem in overtime was, the Cowboys they got the ball first. They needed to go and score a touchdown. That's how they were winning the football game.
Because
the defense wasn't going to stop the Saints.
No. Yeah, well, who does stop the Saints, really?
And so when that didn't happen, when they had to punt in overtime, I was like, game's over. They're not stopping the Saints. Sure enough, first play, they give up a huge catch to Jimmy Graham because, you know.
Yeah, it's really hard to find him sometimes, all 6'7" of him.
He's so little.
Yeah.
And you lose track of him. But give it up to the Saints. They knew that the Vikings had won. They knew they had absolutely nothing to play for, and they kept playing hard through the end.
Yeah.
So give it up to the Saints because they had been eliminated. When the Vikings won, they were officially eliminated from the playoffs. Yet they kept playing hard and they won. And you got a hat tip to New Orleans for that.
Absolutely. The Washington Redskins go to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
And
this turned out to be a football game. And did you read? We just found out. This is breaking news. Give me the breaking news.
I don't have the breaking
news. We're finding out this morning, Jeffrey, that for the entire second half, Nick Foles, quarterback of the Eagles, played with a broken hand.
Wow.
He played that entire second half with a broken hand.
Good for him.
And he and almost brought the Eagles back into that game. I mean, they were inside the 5-yard line with just a few seconds left, and that's when he sacked and he threw the intentional grounding, and under 10 seconds, it got to be a 10-second
runoff.
They got to
run off the clock, and that's just a matter of inexperience.
But it's like, oh, dude, that's...
That's manly.
Harsh.
That's manly. But you know what? Following in Mike Vick's footsteps, who plays with broken parts all the time.
That's true.
And if you're going to be a quarterback for Andy Reid, as long as Andy Reid is there, and this may well be the end of Andy Reid, that's the way it's going to be. Redskins.
Final score in that one, 27-20. And basically all the Redskins have done is set up next week.
And win and win and win
now,
and win.
Now, there is a slight scenario in which the Washington Redskins lose next week to the Dallas Cowboys.
And still get in as a wild card. Correct.
That's a crazy scenario, but it's a possibility.
Right.
It would involve the Vikings losing to Green Bay, which they can do. It would involve the Chicago Bears losing to the Detroit Lions, which they could do. Because it is in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And it would involve...
this isn't the multiple tie game, is it?
No.
Okay. One of these scenarios involves two teams tying. It's like, that's probably not going to happen.
No, that would not happen. But it's a scenario, so you have
this
to put
it out.
This
is like being with Professor Playoff, only not being irritated.
Ah, is that what it is?
It's kind of like that.
So that's what the Redskins have.
Which
they're in a,
I know
they're
for
in a
our
win
listeners,
in.
That makes them very sad.
Yeah.
Because they like when I'm irritated.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So Redskins at Cowboys, Sunday night football. Redskins win and they're in. Cowboys win and they're in. Cowboys lose and they're out. Redskins lose, and if other people lose, they might get in as a wild card. So,
Robert Griffin looked good in the game, but he didn't. He looked human to me. I didn't think he was
not sure.
All that in a bag of chips.
He's not 100%. He only had two carries, which, trust me, if Robert Griffin only has two carries next week against the Cowboys, they're not going to win the football.
Here's the thing. I don't know why you rush him out there since this game didn't matter that much.
Yes.
And Kirk Cousins was working effectively. I don't know why you don't get RG3 healthier for the Cowboys game.
RG3 wanted back in that football game.
I understand. Quarterbacks want to play as soon as it is physically possible, even if they're going to roll around on the ground. They want to be out there.
Look what just happened to Alex Smith. You don't think he saw that? You don't think that has a little something?
You think Kirk Cousins is going to take Robert Griffin the third job?
As well as he was playing.
Okay, let's compare Colin Kaepernick and Alex Smith in that sense of Kirk Cousins and Robert Griffin III and say, as a coach, which one looks like they give you the best chance of winning? Robert Griffin.
But if a quarterback, let's say Griffin.
The reason Kaepernick got the job is because by the eyeball test, he looks like the guy.
Did you see the numbers that they put up for Alex Smith yesterday during the game?
I said the eyeball test. Now you're pointing numbers.
I'm just saying.
I know
what
the numbers.
More
I've
eyeball
memorized
test
the
do
numbers.
You need
I've memorized
than
the numbers.
How well he was playing.
Steven, you and I both know. Look, people can point to Tim Tebow's numbers, and he's a winner.
Yeah.
The eyeball test doesn't lie. The guy don't know how to play quarterback really well. He's not a good quarterback. He is an amazing athlete. He's an amazing human being. Okay, we can gush about all these things, and he has an uncanny ability to win games, but it seems to be in spite of himself, not because of himself.
It's in spite of himself. When your quarterback rating is 153, it's not in spite of yourself.
No, that's Studley.
That is not in spite of yourself.
I'm not saying that's Alex Smith. I'm saying that's Tim Tebow.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Alex Smith.
No, I said Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah.
So my point is, the numbers, you look at just the wins. Look at the wins. Look at the titles.
Yeah.
Okay? Clearly, he's an exquisite quarterback.
Jeffrey, all I'm saying is last year, Alex Smith went into Seattle end of the season and won that game in Seattle.
I like Alex. And you think I would have preferred to have seen Alex Smith start yesterday, if I'm a 49ers fan, in Seattle. You know why? Because he's done it before.
And he won last year there.
Regardless, he's not flustered by the voluminous noise. Okay. And so I agree with Alex should be the quarterback, certainly last night. However, that being said, all things being equal.
27-20, the Redskins improved to 9-6. The Eagles might have seen Andy Reid coach in Philadelphia for the last time.
Probably, and I wish I could have seen how the fans treated him.
Probably.
But I did not get a chance
to see how the fans treated him. The Cincinnati Bengals, oh my God, traveled to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. I did not see this coming.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody?
Nobody.
What about the people who
ran it?
Yeah.
Who planned it?
Who planned the Spanish Inquisition?
Maybe they would have seen it coming. I don't know.
Okay. Because if nobody sees it coming, then that's pretty impressive.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. When the man says that in the sketch, he is the Spanish Inquisition.
Oh, okay.
So he's kind of talking about everybody else except himself, in all fairness. Python sketch. Sorry for those who are too young to remember.
13-10, the final score. Cincinnati abused Ben Roethlisberger, sacked him 4 times, picked him off 2x, returned an interception back for a touchdown. It's not like the Bengals' offense was on fire.
Here's an example of your point. Andy Dalton rates a quarterback rating of 58.8.
Ooh, doggy, because he himself had a couple interceptions.
He had 2 picks. So what is what? That's pretty bad, right?
That 58 is point not bad? Good at all.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger's was worse, 58.6. It was worse. You had 2 bad quarterback performances
out there.
That's going to put it on the defense.
Dalton got sacked 6 times.
Yeah, it was not a good. It was an ugly, ugly game. That's all there is to it.
It was ugly.
Watching this in kind of stunned confusion.
Well, once again, the Pittsburgh Steelers and they've become fumblers, dude.
Yeah,
fumblers.
It's really, really weird.
Fumbled the ball twice.
Isaac Redman lost it, and
Roethlisberger fumbled, but they recovered it, fortunately.
Yeah, it was bad. Ben fumbled, but you know, and
AJ Green had his first fumble ever as a professional.
There's a lot of weirdness in this game. This Steelers team is looking kind of like what we saw.
You know what the Steelers
team
is?
They're 7-8.
Done.
They're 7-8.
They are done.
D-U-N.
There is no scenario for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It is over.
And Steven and I generally disapprove of 8-8 teams making the playoffs.
Yes.
So guess what? Best case scenario for the Steelers is to be 8-8 and make the playoffs.
And they are done.
So what are they going to do next week in versus Cleveland?
Don't matter because they are done.
But Cleveland's still playing hard.
They're playing for pride.
Exactly.
Of Ohio.
I don't even know in Ohio. Going back to Ohio. There we go.
Yeah.
Where my innocence was lost.
H-I-O. Ohio.
Ohio.
Cincinnati Bengals 13-10. You got to give it to them. They needed to win. Winning, you're in. A loss, and well, you're not so much. Well, they took care of business. They're in. And, Jeffrey, it is official.
Second year in a row.
All the AFC teams are slotted.
Decided. Decided.
The slotting can change.
Seeding can change.
But they're all decided.
We know who
going
the teams
in.
Are. And it's so simple. It's so simple, Stephen.
It is so simple.
It's your division winners.
Yes.
New England, Baltimore, Houston, Denver. And then your next 2 best teams. And I think I pretty much have been saying for about a month and a half.
Colts and Bengals.
That the only thing was
sure
going to
about
be.
The
it was Bengals or Steelers. Right. Well, Bengals or Steelers. Well, now we know it's the Bengals.
Yeah, Bengals and Colts are your 2 wild card teams.
That's it.
The only thing that can change. And actually, to be quite honest, I don't see anything changing.
Me either.
I mean, it is going to be Denver. Houston 1, Denver 2, Patriots 3, Ravens 4. Colts 5, Bengals 6. Colts will go to Baltimore. Bengals will go to New England. And that is your wild card weekend setup.
And New England's just saying, so we get a bye?
No.
So we get a bye?
No, New England. You have to play the... It's like a bye. You get the Bengals.
It's kind of a bye, but you still got to play a game. Oh, okay. We can do that.
All right, we'll do that. Yeah. So that's how it's looking at now. In the NFC, it's way too complicated. You really don't want me to go there.
No, that would require a path for playoff.
But we do know Packers, Falcons, Niners,
yeah.
And Seattle has earned a wild card spot.
Amazing.
They're in already.
Teams, the NFC worst has transformed. And the Rams, I got to give them love that they went into Tampa Bay and did their job.
They did a job. They did their good job.
And I
should have known that Tampa Bay had called it, that they were done. When they face adversity near the end of the season, they
quit
turn
last
it off.
Year.
They're done.
They quit after London last
well,
year.
Well, after getting shut out last week in New Orleans,
yeah.
I should have known they were done.
The Rams aren't a bad team. They're going to have a winning record this season.
They just lose to good teams. They beat bad teams.
They improved on their record from last season. All I ask is that you move in the right direction. Steve gave him an angry hand clap.
All right. So just the other teams.
You want an angry whopper?
Packers, Falcons, San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks. Those four are in. For the other two spots, Dallas, Washington, they'll get one, whoever wins the division. And then the Giants, the Vikings, the Bears, and then Washington, possibly if they were to lose, would get that other wild card spot.
So what's the Giants scenario?
Giants
That's
need to
really
win.
Complex.
They need to beat the Eagles, which, come on, they'll beat the
it's
Eagles,
It's the
right?
Eagles.
Although it'll probably be Mike Vick
wow.
at quarterback.
Wait,
Mike
but
Vick
these
might
Giants
be,
are
Mike
so...
Vick might be auditioning for a job somewhere next year, Jeff.
Yeah.
And he'll have LeSean McCoy, and McCoy has
Shady
been a giant
good.
Killer.
And he looked good.
So they have back. To win that first, before anything. They have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They need the Cowboys to lose. They need the Bears to lose. And they need the Vikings to lose.
Aren't the Bears playing the Vikings?
No, the no. Bears are playing
oh, right.
the Lions.
The Packers. Playing.
Vikings are playing the Packers. So they need three losses and a win, and I quite frankly don't see that.
It's amazing that they're still in this discussion.
They are.
So, Stephen, let's speak of the Vikings.
Yes.
Actually, we got Colts Chiefs up next.
Oh, the Chiefs. Yeah, Colts Chiefs. Look, they struggled. The Colts,
why was this a game of importance? Because of playoff seeding.
Yes, the Colts win. The Colts needed to win to get in.
There you go.
They needed to win, and they won it, but 2013...
Look, it wasn't convincing. But
it wasn't
was on the
convincing.
Road.
They gave up 352 yards of rushing. I didn't stutter. Let me say that number for you again, because I don't think it sunk in. Because you just looked like nothing.
I looked normal.
352 yards of rushing they gave up to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Indianapolis?
Yes.
Okay. Which begs this question.
Welcome to the hot
oh,
seat,
man.
Ba-da-bum, bum, 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 bum.
I'm here.
Chuck Pagano, so eager to get back to work,
yes.
was the first one in the building today. Long before meeting with his players, the Colts' first-year coach drove quietly into the complex, walked into the office where the lights have remained on for nearly 3 months, and began preparing for Sunday's game against AFC South champion Houston like it was another day at the office. Do you, Stephen Miranda, allow Chuck Pagano, if you're the owner, to coach this very important, not a playoff game, but it is a very important game where he has barely coached this season, and as Andy Luck said yesterday, coach hasn't even met a lot of guys on this team. Okay. Do you allow this disruption? It's a positive disruption, but this disruption to your football team, or do you continue to roll with the guy who got you there?
Well, can I ask you one question?
Welcome to the hot seat.
I think the big question is,
no,
do
so
I want my coach?
You're putting me on the hot seat now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm
do you want your coach to be there for the playoffs?
I want the guy who's going to give me the best chance of winning, period, full right. stop. No matter how sweet a story it is.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, a Holocaust survivor who's got a chance to do something amazing,
I
still want the guy who's going to get me the ring.
I suspect that we're not going to hear this, but I suspect that behind closed doors, Arians, Pagano, and our favorite billionaire tweeter, Jim Irsay,
ding, 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 ding,
have said,
ding.
Chuck, we're glad you're well. We're glad you beat this.
We kept the light on for you.
We're glad you're back. And you are the head coach of this football team. You're welcome back to the sideline. But I think for the everyday intent of purposes, we should let...
You think Bruce Arians is actually going to be pulling the strings this week?
Bruce, absolutely. Continue to call...
Wow, that's not the way it's being spun to the media.
Of course not, Jeff.
By the media.
But you can't...
You can't say that.
You can't say that.
And look...
You can't say we're having Coach back for show. You can't say that to the media. So, you can't even make it look like that.
And frankly, in the realm of medical abilities, you can't control someone's recovery from leukemia.
Right.
Okay, so the fact that he happens to be able to go today,
yeah,
that's lovely. That's wonderful. But there's still a football team here, friends. Yeah. His health, is his health more important than the team? Hell yes. But his health is doing all right now. So what's the priority right now? The football team.
Right.
What's best for the football team? Consistency.
Yeah.
A steady hand at the rudder.
Now, fortunately for the Colts, they took care of business, and this game really doesn't matter against the Texans.
So we let him audition in this game against where the Texans are going to come into town. Texans need to win to hang on to home field because, as I have pointed out, they cannot pick themselves off the ground when they get behind by 10.
They just lost to Minnesota at home, so
they can't
I don't even know how
behind when they pick themselves. Yeah. But they didn't need to win the game.
Yes.
So, again, Vikings did need to win, and if we wouldn't have missed this pick, if we had gone with what we know to be true, that Steven has taught us all boys and girls over the years, what team needs it more?
Yes.
So we hit the 1 hour mark at our program. Just giving you a heads up there, Sonny.
What
because
team
the big
needs
clock's
it
failing. What team needed it more in this case was the Minnesota Vikings.
It was.
And Adrian Peterson only got 89 yards, but that was disappointing.
Then let's get to that one. The Colts won 2013. They are in the playoffs. They've punched their ticket.
So Steven's answer to the hot seat was, let's put on a little bit of a sleight of hand trick here. And,
yes.
Just for sake of PR.
Yes.
And okay, I hope that's the case, Steven. I hope you're right.
Yeah.
For the sake of these guys that have worked so hard. Look, Chuck has been working really hard to get well, okay? I'm not even comparing them. But we're talking about football and what these guys have done to get ready to put themselves in a playoff position after having a 2-win season last year.
Yeah.
It's amazing what this organization has done. It's amazing. Look, you let go one of the best general managers, a Hall of Fame general manager last year in Bill Polian. So you better have had a good plan. Guess what? You had a good plan.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's execute. Let's finish.
Well, the Minnesota Vikings went to Houston to face the Texans 23-6. And Jeffrey.
Ain't no thing.
They did it without Adrian Peterson.
They used Adrian a lot.
Well, yeah, they gave him 25 carries.
He didn't get any touchdowns.
He got 86 yards on 25 carries.
It
but
was
late
a very
in the game.
I think, Steven, what's interesting here is I suspect that Houston prepared for the full dose of Adrian Peterson.
Right.
And they didn't have a plan B. They didn't have a plan B on defense.
Yeah.
And so when you go, yeah, we're going to feed Adrian a little because it's about a team and we're not out of the playoffs yet.
My question for you is, was Leslie Frazier sending a message to Adrian Peterson? Toby Gerhardt scored a touchdown, a short touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just me, but when you're down near the end zone inside the 5 yard mm-hmm. line, and I've got Adrian Peterson,
mm-hmm.
he's in the football game, and that's who I'm giving the ball to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Vikings had Toby Gerhardt in the game, and they handed it to him, and Toby Gerhardt was the one who scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to send
a
message?
Cost me a fantasy football Super Bowl, so I understand that.
Didn't for me, fortunately.
Did for me because I had the top quarterback and running back, and they combined for 24 points in Tom Brady and Adrian Peterson.
Wow.
So, yeah, but I hear you, so bring it.
Is that Frazier telling Adrian Peterson, us reaching the playoffs is more important than your record, and I'm showing it to you right here in this game? So that next week when we go to Green Bay –
we have our priorities.
We have our priorities in the right order.
If he felt like Adrian needed that message, then send the message if I'm the head coach. Because as a head coach, I don't give a damn about your record. I give a tiny damn about your record.
Yeah.
But I care vastly more about the team's success. And this team has a chance to be successful in the playoffs, which, again, Bender kept taking us back to our tailgating preseason in San Francisco with all the Vikings fans out there. And every question we kept asking the Vikings fans is, realistically, how many games do you guys win? And the most optimistic person said six.
I remember seven.
Somebody said seven? Okay, well, guess what? You're all wrong. This is a good team. It's not a great team. It's a good team.
Good team.
It is a team worthy of being in the playoffs.
Well, they're 9-6
with the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, if the Cincinnati Bengals are worthy, so are the Minnesota Vikings. Yes. Okay, they're contemporaries of each other, and they both deserve it. So
because
of the wonderful things he does.
The worst thing that happened for the Minnesota Vikings, not that they won, that's great, fantastic, but the worst thing that happened for them, San Francisco 49ers lost. That put Green Bay in the number two seed. And in order for Green Bay to lock in the number two seed, they must win.
Right.
So they're going now into their football game against the Vikings next week to win, to get that number two seed and that home field advantage and that bye, and they'll take it to Minnesota.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
In fact, what I'm going to do right now for our friends in the United Kingdom is tell you what games you have next week.
Yeah. And Jeffrey, do you know that the only team
I knew there was a reason I was doing this
that has absolutely nothing to play for. This is the first time that I don't even know how long it's been. There's only one team that has absolutely nothing to play for.
New Orleans Saints.
No.
Oh, I don't. I'm talking, your sentence.
Okay. A playoff team. The only playoff team that has absolutely nothing to play for.
Ooh. New England.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, the Falcons. They've clenched the out.
They're number
one.
They're number one. They're the only ones who don't care what happens.
Okay.
They could have everybody else who's in the playoffs, they need to go out and win. That's what I'm saying is normally there's like three or four teams who they can't improve their position. They don't care. They'll sit some starters after the first quarter. Well, only the Falcons can do that.
They're the
everybody
only
else
ones.
Has to go out
week
and try to win.
Week 17 used
game.
To be kind of dull. Not it no is. More. So there's the Sky games for next week.
Sky has the Chicago Bears at Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers at Minnesota
And as we
Vikings.
Just articulated, good choice, Carl. Good
that
choice,
That is a good
Carl.
Choice. I think he could have flexed the morning game to something a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, Cowboys, Redskins, no. That's
no,
evening.
That's now the evening.
What do you like in the morning? I don't like the morning slate that much.
I would have liked
I got him right here. You got Tampa Bay, Atlanta. That's going to be dull fest,
yeah,
as we said.
Yeah.
We've got Jets, Buffalo, boring. Baltimore, Cincinnati.
That
could be interesting.
That
could be interesting.
Yeah, implications.
Chicago, Detroit, which
what
they got. Jacksonville, Tennessee, terrible.
Nope.
Houston, Indianapolis, maybe
that's
what you want to do.
That is a game that they might have shown. All right.
Carolina, New Orleans.
Nah.
No. Philadelphia, Giants, no. It's a good game, but no.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Pittsburgh, no.
Not anymore.
See, there you go.
That, all right. So he probably
Carl
got
made a good choice, and he just went with the NFC North
right.
Fest for their UK friends.
Yeah, wow. It's Saints, Panthers. That's like, that's U-Haul game, man. They got nothing to play. We're like, whatever. I guess the Saints will play because we want to be 8-8, I guess.
And they're still mad. Let's not forget that. Don't forget that about this New Orleans Saints season. They're mad.
So 23-6, hat tip to the Minnesota Vikings because nobody,
as I said,
gave
their
them a
fans
chance
didn't
to go into Houston.
When your fans don't give you a chance of winning, then you're in a world of hurt. And good job for them. Good job for Leslie Frazier. And I'm very happy for that team. Very, very happy for that team.
All right, Jeffrey, the final
those great fans.
Game of importance. Oh, no, it's not the final game of importance, but the Chicago Bears went into Arizona. What are the Arizona Cardinals doing?
Living for the apocalypse that didn't happen.
I mean, that game
They're horrible. I almost, and Steven, just, I'm going to share a secret.
Share it.
It has more to
I've got the secret.
I've been hiding. under my skin. Ew.
Can I give you something?
Under my skin? You're going to interrupt my secret? Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Give me the secret.
Thank you. It's better than mom's underwear. Okay.
Oh, God. You're giving another one?
I am.
There's no more apocalypse. No, apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
There's no more apocalypse. Apocalypse.
Where's Connie Acostopoulos?
I don't know. We have.
I know we'll see him in New Orleans.
Yeah. Let's send a dude an email.
Dude, I mean, I want to hug him.
Let's send him a Merry Christmas email, and then let's get him back on the show next week.
Okay, I just was making sure he wasn't Jewish. Not that Jews find Christmas offensive, because many are starting to come around.
I will also tell him Happy Hanukkah.
Kostaki Konomopoulos is Greek. There's very few Greek Jews.
Yeah, there's.
I'm not saying that they don't exist, but there's very few. They're generally Orthodox.
Right.
That being said, Merry Christmas to Kostaki.
So my secret, to him, right?
My secret is that I nearly flipped over to the Cardinals on this game.
Oh, I wish you would have.
I know you wish I would have, but I went 11-5 this week, and thank you, I didn't, because, well, this was a head-scratcher to me. The Bears are who I thought they were.
And let them off the hook.
It was fun to see that everybody played that again this weekend. That was a lot of fun to see.
I want to tell you something. Ryan Lindley, 17 of 30, 141 yards, no TDs, one interception, two sacks, passer rating of 55. And they brought in Brian Hoyer, the guy they just acquired. You know, he used to be a New England Patriot.
Oh, my God, yes.
11 of 19, 105 yards, no TDs, one interception, two sacks, quarterback rating, 51.4. No matter who they throw out there, man.
Dude, your offensive line blows chunks.
Get them a quarterback and find a couple of offensive linemen.
Find a tight end. Or seven, because they could. This is a group that could really benefit from a few tight end sets.
Yeah,
multi tight end sets.
If you're not doing that, then free Larry.
Free Larry.
Although Larry went off, he had 8 catches for 111 yards.
But nobody had him in fantasy football.
Nope. Would anybody play him?
Why would you even?
Why would you draft him?
If you're a fantasy football player worth a damn, why do you draft Larry Fitzgerald?
I don't. Because I don't ever.
Will he get 1,000 yards per season? Probably.
Yeah, not this year.
Not this year, but probably most seasons.
Yeah.
But you don't know what it's going to be because he's on such a bad team.
Can I give you his numbers? These numbers kind of hurt me.
I know.
And it's probably hurting Larry, too.
A lot more.
69 catches, 785 yards.
Wow.
4 TDs.
Wow. That's so pedestrian.
That's a wide receiver number 2.
That's a WR2. On a mediocre team.
Yeah.
On a mediocre team.
This is your best.
That's the San Diego Chargers WR2. And I bet you, actually look that up, because I bet that Dominic or Anthony Dixon, what's his name?
Denario Alexander.
Denario Alexander. I bet DX. AxD. Denario Alexander. I don't know how to shorten his name. But I bet you that his numbers are better, and he's a wide receiver, too, behind a good wide receiver.
Well, the thing about Denario Alexander is he didn't start playing until...
I know, but I bet his numbers are better, and he didn't start till like, week 7.
All right. 624 yards. That's about 100 yards less. 6 TDs.
Yes! And how many catches?
40.
Okay, so this is a guy who played almost a half a season.
Half a season.
And he's got Larry Fitzgerald-ish numbers.
Yeah.
Free Larry. Love the guy.
Larry.
He needs to get out of there. I mean, the San Diego Chargers were a car wreck this year, friends.
Car wreck!
All right. Now, we end with the Giants and the Ravens here on our most
important things to do. And the Giants just, dude, they are done.
I can't believe I missed this game. I could have gone 4-12. That would have been impressive.
D-U-N.
Done.
Done.
Done. Done. Done. Done. Done. Done.
I know how to spell done, people. Okay.
But we're trying to change that.
I don't need the email.
We're trying to change it. Change makers. Look, you either.
Do you know the number one movie in the country is The Hobbit?
Okay. I've got a saying. You either are part of the problem or you are the problem. Okay? And Steven and I are part of the solution. Okay, there's two types of people, and we're the third type.
Wow.
Yeah! Power! Power! So what do you want to say about this game? Except for that the Ravens are looking good, getting healthier. and could be a force to be reckoned with in this playoff push.
I don't know. It's one game.
Steven, it is one game. Slow the roll. All right, bud.
It was one game against the Giants.
But these dice are hot.
What dice?
You said slow your roll.
My dice are hot. One game against the Giants. I mean, come on now. Come on. What you want?
What I want is to have my Super Bowl prediction to be right.
14.
That's what I'm playing for. Baltimore.
See,
Baltimore comes in as the wild card. Maybe not wild card, probably not. But they come in as that outsider that nobody really thought had a chance. Yeah. And Atlanta wins it as the favored. And then you've got a Super Bowl of what I predicted back 5 months ago.
Yeah.
And that would make me truly the smartest man alive.
33-14.
I've never had a Super Bowl hit that I've predicted. Never. And then I finish at Cincinnati.
Ever really?
No, well, maybe somebody. So basically, you're saying who's going to win the AFC, who's going to win the NFC, and that's a tough task.
It is a tough task.
That's pretty mathematically difficult. What's most likely is Stevens and mine will meld, and we'll have the Houston Texans and the Atlanta Falcons, and we'll each have gotten a team.
Yeah.
Out of four. So. They're at Cincinnati next week, these Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
And that's a heck of a game. Because, again, we've got essentially the division up for grabs, don't we?
The division up for grabs where?
Cincinnati and Baltimore?
No. The Ravens, with their winning over the Giants, clinched the division.
Got it.
They are now the division winners.
So what are they playing for next week?
The Bengals, with a win coupled with a Colts loss, can flop
their seeding,
I believe.
So it's who has to go to New England?
That's
a lot to play for.
I take that back. No, they are locked in. The game means something to Houston, not so much for the Colts. They are locked into five, and Cincinnati's locked into six.
So Baltimore and Cincinnati, because there is a situation where Cincinnati plays Baltimore again in the wild card round. If I'm not mistaken.
The AFC, Baltimore is locked into four. The 4, 5, and 6 are locked in.
Okay.
1, 2, and 3 are the only ones that can change.
Okay. So you're saying that 4, 5, and 6 couldn't
five
play
and
four.
Yeah.
Couldn't
right.
play four.
Yeah.
No. 1 of 5 or 6 will play four.
Yes. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the wild card round of the playoffs.
Right. In wild card, plays 5. 6 plays 3. So right now, Baltimore
at
Indy,
four.
Indy
and
Baltimore
can't slip out of 4?
No, they cannot slip out of 4.
Okay, well, therefore they won't play the Bengals.
No.
That was my concern.
Not in wild card weekend. Indy at Ravens, only game that's already set for wild card weekend. That is a done deal.
Let's go to Baltimore. What I like the most is buying tickets to Atlanta, to Hotlanta, for the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And then, so that'll be on a Saturday, Sunday. They'll be on a Sunday. Oh, Championship weekend.
Championship weekend.
I know. I love that.
Yes.
Then we take off to Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. That's the next week.
Yes.
And then the week after that, we're in New Orleans.
Really? So now you've got us gone for 2.5 weeks?
3. 2.5, sure.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
2.5. NFC Championship game, Senior Bowl, Super Bowl.
And then
we might as well just go to Hawaii after that and go to the Pro Bowl.
Hawaii's the
during the Senior Bowl?
Yeah.
No, I'd rather go to the Senior Bowl in Mobile freaking Alabama. And yes, I've been to Mobile, Alabama, friends. I know what I speak of.
So
then to go to Hawaii. That's what I think of the Pro Bowl.
So there you go.
Who in their life would think that they'd go to Mobile, Alabama twice in their life? That would be weird. Not for football. You know, just literally, you just happen to go there.
I drove through Mobile, Alabama. I needed
to stop for
lunch and get gas. But
there's people missing a lot of teeth there.
Yeah, I needed to get out of Mobile as quickly as possible.
Well, yeah, skin color doesn't favor you in all places. There's places you'd be more than welcome.
Right.
There's a town, that my wife's married into. She married me, but I married into a Thomasville, Alabama. A town that's virtually dead. Yeah. They still have a water tower, but my wife's got some family that owns most of that town, a dying town. We're so lucky.
We are lucky.
We're so lucky. So, yeah, there in Thomasville, you would be more than welcome. They have a closed movie theater and a closed library. That's about all they have.
Very interesting.
But they do have a water tower that's still standing, although it could use paint. Steven, that's the big Giants-Ravens. We just talked about the Giants being done. I think for sake of time, we need to cover some major injuries, and we need to talk about what's coming up next.
Well, what's coming up next? Major injuries. You don't want to say anything about Packers-Titans, 55-7 beat down?
Congratulations.
Man, I mean, that game was ugly.
Made Bud Adams cry. And when you what make about an old Saturday, man cry.
What about Monday Night Football on Saturday night?
Yeah, that was a dull game. There was so few interesting games.
Calvin Johnson, we must congratulate him for there catching Jerry Rice. Didn't need a 16th game.
No.
Caught him on week 15.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Caught him with the 15th game.
And that will impress. I mean, that's the thing now. I like when records get broken on a specific week. So it's like, no, you can't do it in 16 games and pass him. You need to do it in week 15, as far as I'm concerned. Because these records that span, you know, different generations when fewer games were played and things like that.
Jerry Rice did it in a 16-game season.
I know. And he needed all 16 games.
Yes.
Now, Calvin's gone and one-upped you, CJ 2K.
Well, and that's what he's gunning for now, is 2K.
2K, baby.
He's not.
I want him to get it.
I want him. There's never been a 2,000-yard receiver.
And there's never been a man, in my opinion, who's more worthy.
Yeah.
He has been very patient with a very bad team.
Gruden did say something near the end of that game, and I'm kind of a little, I don't know what to think of it. Gruden said, you know, when Jerry Rice did it, he did it for a team that was well on its way to the Super Bowl. He did it for a team that many games they were winning by a lot, and they really weren't throwing the ball.
They weren't throwing the ball. They were running it with
Roger Craig.
Roger Craig.
So. Yeah. And so you know, I'm not taking anything away from Calvin Johnson.
I watched
most
of those
games. But the fact that the Lions this season have been trailing in most of their games.
The Lions have been a colossal
disappointment. They've been throwing the ball like mad late in games to try to catch up. Unsuccessfully, obviously. By virtue of them losing, what, 9 in a row now? How many have they lost in a row?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Continue.
They've lost a lot in a row.
I've got the standings right here. So.
And so, especially
Detroit,
in that game. So they've lost 7 in a row. And in that game against Atlanta, they weren't coming back because they were losing by so much. So they were just throwing him the ball at the end of that game. Kind of says, I don't want to say that it ruins the record, but it's meaningless. They're meaningless yards. He's getting a whole bunch of meaningless yards at the end of football games that they're losing. So what does that say?
Well,
and I was like, well, Gruden, come on, it's still freaking a lot of yards.
It but is.
He does have a point.
But the fact is,
defenses in the fourth quarter of a game that you're winning 40-10 are not. They don't care if they give you a 40 yard catch in the middle of the field. They don't.
Yeah.
So it's such
a different game. It's such a different game. I mean, and I would say to you, were the 49ers not fortunate that they were running a West Coast offense? And doesn't a West Coast offense favor wide receivers on shorter crossing routes and yak more so than a lot of things?
That's his thing. Jerry Rice was taking a 3-yard pass and running for 40 yards.
Like a gazelle, right.
Megatron is getting 30-yard passes down the field on defenses that aren't playing to stop that because they don't care because they're up by 40.
Yeah, I think the physical specimen of Jerry Rice versus Calvin Johnson is so different.
Yeah.
They're just physically so different.
I'm not saying I agree, Gruden. I'm just saying giving you Gruden's point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, and he was saying it like, you know, this doesn't impress me. That was the attitude that he was portraying.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, Chucky was on something on Saturday night.
I don't know.
Do you?
I don't know what it was,
but
you're right.
Do you disagree
with me? No, I don't. He was
a little more animated than usual.
He was angry. He sounded angry.
Yeah, I'm just going back to the beginning of the broadcast, though. He was just like he had taken 6 5-hour energy drinks or something.
I don't know what it was. But he, when he was talking about that, he did sound like, I'm not all impressed by this record at all. It doesn't mean anything.
I'm just trying to think of where he was coaching back then.
Oh, where Gruden was? I don't know.
Wasn't he near San Francisco?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you his
maybe he was in Green Bay. He was with the Walrus. And I want to say that he was in San Francisco back then. I think he's defending a friend. I think it's personal, Steven.
You think that's what it is?
I think if you look up where John Gruden was back when Jerry Rice set his record for receiving yards, you
when
will find
when did Jerry
that,
Rice set his record?
I want to say 89.
Can you tell me when it was?
89? Dude, you're making it hard on me. Well, you talk then.
Well, no, you talk. I'm pulling it
up. No, nobody talks. Nobody talks.
Are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me when he said it?
He's 50.
Who's 50?
Jerry Rice is
50?
Yeah, but so am I almost.
No. Really?
Jerry Rice said it in 95. Was in 93. He had 1503.
95 is when he said it.
95.
And Gruden was with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was the offensive coordinator of the Eagles in 95.
Okay.
So it's not
let him off the hook.
It's an interesting scenario.
It's a good take.
But anyways, I don't care. Congratulations, Calvin Johnson. It was amazing.
He did it under the auspices of the Madden curse.
And I think that can – did he finally – say, I'm putting you on the hot seat. Put you on the hot seat. Where's the hot seat?
You don't have it.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Oh, come on. Why does I get an all aboard when I'm alone? Just saying. Hot seat's a very lonely place.
Okay.
All aboard.
All right. So you're on the hot seat.
With everyone.
Did Calvin Johnson, by having this record-breaking season, the year he's on the Madden cover, finally say, can we all just shut up about the Madden?
That gave us a lot of confidence because...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry. I was focusing on what was being spoken.
I mean, does that put to rest the whole Madden curse?
No.
No?
No, because it is still ironic how... Who did SI put on last week?
Adrian Peterson.
He had 86 yards. See, these things are funny the way that they tend to be ironic. I know. You're very animated and upset.
I saw that cover. And Trisha was like, you know what? That is really self-serving.
It is. It's a little mean.
Sports Illustrated.
And if I am, look, if I'm EA Sports, and I'm, how about if I'm Coach Madden?
Yeah.
Because Coach doesn't have much to do with this game anymore.
No.
His voice can barely be found on the game.
Yeah,
it's in the tutorial section. No,
it?
They use Collinsworth and somebody.
Right. Yeah.
And Chris does a great job on the game. But, you know, it's in the little tutorials is where John Madden's voice is and things. So, John, he has some creative decisions that he makes. He goes in, he says, yeah, no, I don't like that. Yeah, I do it this way and stuff. But as John gets, if I was John Madden, one thing I would do is to eliminate the Madden curse. And I'd put myself back on the damn cover as a coach. Mm-hmm. And then it's Madden 14, Madden 15. I understand. And then maybe in small windows you put players or something like that. And put many players. But make this stop because it's still hanging out there. When there's a Sports Illustrated curse, I don't believe in curses.
Yeah.
But I do believe in the reality that there's a bizarre relationship.
Cursed. Not these curses.
That there's a bizarre relationship between being on the cover of Sports Illustrated or Madden Football, and you struggle.
Yeah.
And this does not change the fact that historically it's been a huge deal. And did Calvin struggle at the beginning of the year?
He did.
Okay, so it doesn't put it to rest completely. And maybe if the next year the guy has a great season, not a record, it's just a great season, maybe then if we go back-to-back years, we could say this is just silliness. People should just get over it. Injuries happen in football.
Although some could argue, he had a great season personally, The Lions kind of stuck up the place.
The Lions are 4-12.
Yeah.
They're set to be 4-12.
Ah, this is cursed. That is cursed. All right, let's get on with it.
Sophia Viagra.
What noise? What noise?
Is it Sophia Viagra?
It is not Viagra.
Sophia Viagra.
We have gone for that long, Jeffrey.
I've got it in front of me. I'm the one recording the show.
All right, well, I'm telling you.
That's why I stopped us before the games of interest.
What do you want to talk? Let's go. We're done. We did a whole bunch of games.
We did.
We've primarily talked about football. You told
I
us
know.
A boring story that almost put me to sleep midway through. Yeah. But other than that...
Yeah, it was the one.
Dude,
which story was it?
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Which
I
one
love
was it?
You.
Which one
I am
was
very
it?
Happy that my family and your family will be having a Christmas for all day and all night now that we're going to the movies together. So
everyone's gone to the movies. Now we're at home
and
at last.
You will be very happy because I have promised your wife that I will not sing out as loud as I can. 24601. Yes, so I will not do that because I don't want to ruin her enjoyment.
Kara will probably sing Castle on a Cloud though.
Really?
Yeah.
Elena's been singing that. What is with the girls liking that song?
I sang it to both of them as lullabies, Steven. You don't know this.
I want to eat.
I like to go there in my dreams.
Loud.
Steven, it's a sweet thing that I'm about to tell you, and you're being goofy.
I sang it to both of our children
yes. as lullabies.
Oh, really? I knew that.
You didn't know this, saying, I know.
No, I didn't know.
I sang it to both of our girls.
I know.
Both of our girls learned it from me.
Okay.
As babies, as lullabies. I had a set list of about 5 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Surfer Girl was one of them. Rainbow Connection was in my standard set list for babies. Puts them right to sleep.
All right.
And Castle on a Cloud, and it's a favorite of the girls for
it
that
is.
Reason.
It is
Elena
not my
doesn't
favorite.
Even know that I sang it to her probably.
She probably doesn't.
But that's how it got into her head.
It's got in her head because my wife has been playing the Les Mis soundtrack over and over and over.
The concert. Les Mis the concert.
And that is what has become her
when
favorite
we next
song
come back to you, friends, we will tell you our review of Les Miserables, the movie, a Cameron Macintosh production.
You don't want my review. I don't give reviews. Because I hate reviews.
We're going to give our reviews when we come back to you next. We want to thank you all for listening. We want to wish you the merriest of Christmas.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Love the people
that
are close
to you. A very
Happy
New Year, because we're not coming back before the New Year, are we?
Oh
yeah, we are. I guess
probably
we got to do a
preview
show
and we probably got some
Christmas.
Radio, right? That's what I said. We'll do a movie review.
All right.
It just means we get to hang out together. It's not like it's the end of the world.
I don't do reviews. I don't. I hate critics.
Box office rants and raves, friends, will be coming at you.
You know
soon.
What? If we did that, I would become what I do not like.
What, mean like me? Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a merry, merry Christmas.
I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
And this is NFL Rants and Raves. Merry Christmas.